This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis lelinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol chayli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in a sunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. We're talking about things that would make a person, if he's over them, be mechuyev to get makis. And now we have more lavin that fall into this category. Hakarech karcha b'roshe. If somebody scratches in his scalp to take away the hair that's there. Now, it has to be that it's done for someone who, out of sorrow for someone who passed away. It seems that the Avodah Zarah of the time of the Chumash, when the Yidden were in Golos and in the Midbar, that they would do that, and therefore there's a specific pasuk in the Torah that says that you're not allowed to do that on a mace. A yid is not allowed to do that for a person that passed away out of sorrow. He's not allowed to scratch out his hair. Hakarech karcha b'roshe, if a person scratches in his scalp, if a makif pa'as roshe, a person has payas or corners of their head, of their hair that's on their head, and they're supposed to keep payas there. And if they don't, if they round it out, meaning that they just go with a straight line straight across, then that's also a lav that gets makis. So here we have, let's look over here. We have a person who has scratched off part of his hair because of sorrow for a person who passed away. And here's a person who had five places. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds in the Mishnah. Now here is somebody who's got payas, but here's how we talk about what the payas of a head looks like, right? So here's the corner, and if he goes with a straight line instead, and all of this gets cut off, then that is called being makif, making around the head of pa'as, the corner of their hair. Now, the same thing, v'hamashchis pa'as zakonai, somebody who ruins, if you want to use that word, mashchis, meaning it basically means he cuts off the hair in a way that it gets totally the hair totally away. Not with the root necessarily, but you don't see any hair left. Mashchis, it's totally gone. Pa'asa kanai, the corners of his beard. And we're going to talk in a minute what the corners of the beard are. Va'asoyret srita achas al hames. Again, this has to do with the sorrow for someone who passed away, and this is, again, a pasuk that was written straight in the Torah, because obviously the Avodah Zarah of that time did this, that they made lines on themselves. By using a knife, they made lines on themselves, they cut themselves out of sorrow for a person who passed away, not allowed to do it, it's an avera, and it would be Mechuyev Makis 4. Sarat Svita Achas al Chamisha Mesim, if he... Now we're going to sort of like explain the details of it. If a person knew about five people that passed away, and therefore he scratched one line into himself, or he did five lines for one person who passed away, chayev al kol achas ve'echos. He's chayev on each one of them, either each mace, even though it was one line, or each line, even though it was one mace. Valaroish, and what happens if on the head, when we're talking about payas of the head, shtayim, there are two corners, achas mikan, right? One on each side, the right side and the left side of a person's hair. Vala zokon, and on the beard, how many payas are there, or how many corners of the beard are there that could be mechuyev for? Shtayim mikan u'shtayim mikan, two on either side, that makes four, v'achas milmata, and one in the middle, which makes it five. Rabbi Eliezer says another detail about it, not arguing on the fact that there's five, but a detail about it. In netalei kulei ka'achas, if he took all of them at once, einechai v'lachas. So he argues on what we said previously about whether it's done for various different mesim, or in this case, we're talking about also the payas hazakon, if they're all taken off at once, he's chayev one time, according to Rabbi Elazar. And now to clarify also that cutting it off with a scissors is not mechuyev makis, but only if someone cuts it off in a way that there's nothing left, which in this case we're going to explain that it is a razor. So let's go back over here. That there are two sides to the head, one on this side and one on that side. That's Pa'as Roshai, Pa'as Roshai. And then there are five Pa'as of the Zakan, or points in the beard that are Mekuyev for. One, two, three, four, five, right? Two on either side and one in the middle. Now, we said before that if he takes it off with a scissors, is not over a lav of the Mekuyev any Makas for it. I mean, there are people that don't do it either, but at the same time, it's not any kind of a lav. There may be minhagim not to do it, but again, it's not in any way mechuyev for. And if somebody cuts it off using a razor, that is what the lav is, and therefore he is mechuyev makis. Reb Lezer says, I feel a lakotim b'malkate, even if he pulled it out with a tweezer, that is also mechuyev for. So he argues on the scissor, and he says that the scissors are, he argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama said it's only with a razor, and he says it's even also with a tweezer, because a tweezer also makes it that there's nothing there. Pulls out the root, though, so that's why maybe the Tanakhama is not considering that to be mechuyev. Eiber rehitni, or with any tool. This happens to be trying to be an artist rendition of a tool that's a plane, right? So a person who's a carpenter may use a plane to shave off a little bit of wood from the top of a flat, what's supposed to be a flat surface, to make it that it's even or that it's lower or anything like that. It has in the middle of it a sharper blade, but it's still not as sharp as a razor, and therefore we may not consider it to be mechuyev because it leaves over, it doesn't make such a good cut. But Reb Lezer argues, and he says that that's considered also something that one would get malchus for. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.